This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Jesus, you give us difficult commands today. It makes us realize how far we are from truly following you. Continue to send your Holy Spirit to us day by day, that step by step, we can become more like you. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. And a special welcome to our honored guests today, those who are the guests at our Young at Heart luncheon today. Those who have been on this earth for at least 80 years. Wow. Congratulations. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Any wise rector would have let the associate priest try to handle this one. It's a hard gospel, isn't it? It is a hard gospel. It makes me realize how far I am from truly being like Jesus. But let's try to bring it into some perspective. And I start with the story of a woman by the name of Helen Prejean. Some of you might know her, a Roman Catholic nun. And in her convent, somewhere along the line some years ago, they issued a call that they were looking for people who would be willing to write letters to people in prison as a part of their ministry. As Jesus says in another place, when I was in prison, you visited me. And so she thought, why not? She starts to write to this man that she was assigned and finds out he was on death row. But over time, she develops a pen pal relationship with this man that reaches such a point that she says, I think I would like to come and visit you. And for one who didn't have a background in prison ministry, it was obviously the Holy Spirit touching her heart in some way. And so she goes and she visits this man. And in the process of all this, she finds out about the unspeakable crime that he had committed, murdering two teenage kids in their hometown. And she says, I was very clear that there was never anything to justify this. But she looked at the call that Jesus gives in the gospel today to love your enemies, and felt that there was something that she should do. And so she did. And so as the time goes on, there is finally an opportunity when there's one of these pardon boards that he's going to go up against, that she is going to be in the presence of the families who were the victims of this crime. And so the first family walks right by her because they just couldn't understand how you could have anything to do with this man who took the life of our child. But the second man comes by and stops her. And he says to her, why did you not reach out to us? And she says to this day, it is one of those things that she is most regretful for not doing. And the man says, we needed you. We need you to get through this. And so as she tells the story, she goes and she prays with this man. And over time, they too develop a relationship. And finally, when the time is approaching for this man to be executed, and you might be familiar with the movie, dead man walking. This is the basis of her life story. It's popular some years ago. She says that the man was very visibly upset. He said, because I have every right to want to see this man die. He took my child. And then he said, but every time I start thinking about that, I get this horrible feeling in my gut that him dying does not make me feel any better. Well, Helen uses that story to perhaps help us to understand what Jesus is trying to get at with loving your enemies. When God created the world, there was no enemy other than the devil. And there was perfect harmony with all people. And it is Jesus who is trying to remind us that the only way we can get back to that kingdom relationship is if we start taking the steps to start living that way. We can think that Jesus sometimes maybe is, these are the rules that you got to follow. And boy, are they hard ones today. But maybe we need to think about this in Jesus saying, this is who I would like to help you to become. And with my grace, day by day, we can move that direction. Because I know I'm not there. I'm nowhere close to there. I look at those words and I think of the despicable crimes and things that have happened. Jesus, you want me to love those people? So we have to think about this. Jesus sets the bar here. Jesus is God. Jesus is that image of what creation was like from the very beginning because he was there. And so this gospel comes before us as that which we need to continue to strive towards step by step. And my friends, especially our young at heart guests today, we all know it is a lifelong process. When we studied Rob Bell's series, he talks about being a disciple. And he says, to be a true disciple is to learn and to know what the rabbi knows, Jesus, so that we can do what the rabbi does, so that we can become more like Jesus. And that is a lifelong process. But think of this in terms of the readings we had today. We heard from the Old Testament the story of Joseph. You remember that? Joseph was beaten up and thrown into a well by his brothers who were hoping that he was dead. That was their intent. But it didn't work, did it? And he somehow lives. He ends up serving in Pharaoh's court. He becomes an incredibly powerful figure. And he knows that the famine is there and is going to last a long time. And it's going to impact all of those brothers who tried to kill him. He had every right to just let him die. But we know he chose not to do that, as we hear in the story today. He listens somehow through God's voice, and he makes a difference in their lives and in his as well. And the life of the people of Israel is a result. Look at the second reading, Paul. Those beautiful words we heard from him in that epistle today. Remember who Paul started out as. Paul was responsible for the killing of more Christians than probably anybody in the history of the world. And here we are every Sunday almost listening to wisdom from St. Paul. So it's difficult, it's hard. But we have a God that shows us, I will teach you a better way. I want to end with a little illustration that, for me, really brings it home. And I'm sure in some way you've had the same experience. When our daughter was an infant, Demery, she was just a little toddler, and we hadn't been able to go home for some time, so the birthdays and the Christmas presents and all that had added up. And so we all gathered, and there she was, and she had all these presents that she was getting showered with from her uncles and aunts, grandma, and everybody else. And there she is opening them, and I could see her older cousins not very happy in the background watching all of this. And out of the blue, she charges at her. And of course, there are tears on both ends. But what does the younger child do? She gets up and she goes over to her older cousin and kisses her and embraces her. Because that's the only way she knew how to be. I would like to think of that as the image of the kingdom before the fall, because that is the kingdom that Jesus calls us to go back to, step by step. It's appropriate that today in our church is the feast day of Saint Matthias, the 13th apostle. Saint Matthias was the one who, after Judas had hung himself, ended up being the one chosen to take his place to keep that perfect number of 12 apostles. And remember what Judas's downfall was? He didn't want this stuff about loving your enemies. He wanted to fight a war. He wanted a revolution. He wanted Jesus to take over. And that was not the way of God. And so Matthias ends up being chosen. And you know what? We don't know anything about Matthias other than he was chosen. Lots of legends surround his life, but we really don't know. And something very special in this church as it relates to Matthias, we have all of these apostles' plaques up here. You won't find one with Matthias's name on it, but you will find one over here that is blank. I think that artist was wise, because whoever created these perhaps wanted maybe to take away Judas, but maybe a step further, and not only list that 12th one needed to be Matthias, but maybe it needs to be every one of us as well, so that we might continue to know what Jesus knows, so that we can do what Jesus does, especially loving the way Jesus loves, so that we can be more like Jesus. May we continue to support one another in that journey. Amen.